You've just tuned in to the greatest podcast in the world, right now, today, this second. It's And the Wife with Anastasia.
Get to have all the fun I have in my sleep.
I'm sure I have plenty of weird ass dreams.
I think you have nightmares on a nightly basis because you do a lot of whimpering and and moaning.
Like the dog.
Yeah, like the dog.
She does like whimper barks.
Yeah, like something bad is happening to her while she sleeps. And you
she sounds like the kid from that show, Malcolm in the Middle. Was it Malcolm?
In the Middle?
With the kid?
Yeah, whoop. Malcolm in the Middle.
He was like, whoop.
No, that wasn't.
That wasn't Malcolm.
That was The Middle.
Oh, just The Middle. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was close. The kid was all like, whoop. What was his name?
Brick.
My name was our kid Brick. Was there a backstory on the show that I didn't know about?
I don't think so. There was one about Sue, the daughter.
How did she get?
Because her name is Sue Sue. Her middle name is also Sue.
Why?
I don't remember why.
Sue?
I just remember her middle name is also Sue.
Isn't that the
Sue.
Name of those name little, like, story. The little Disney?
Tsum Tsum. You have a lot of things connected that are not connected to each other.
They're
right
close
now.
Enough.
They're
whoop.
Okay.
That's me while I'm sleeping. Whoop.
No, you're like,
What?
Yeah.
It sounds sexual.
No, if you hear it, if you saw it, it's pain.
If I saw it?
Yeah.
Gotta set up a video camera.
And then you will levitate off the bed.
Well, that's normal.
And
everybody does that.
No.
Levitate or...
Yeah, you get all rigid and you like aliens are trying to get you something.
Like a jerk jump.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll like jerk a lot and
falling out
jump
of something
a lot. And then
falling into something or off of something.
And recently, you've been like doing all that moaning and then you'll like snore and stuff. And then you're smothering yourself with your pillow and stuff. I don't know what happens to you while you're sleeping. Why is so much torment? But you were making all these noises, and so I would pat your back like you do to a baby, and you would calm down, like stop snoring and sleep. I can't pat your back all night, though.
It works on humans of all ages.
Apparently.
Just pat on the back.
Yeah, just like pat and rub. It's okay. It's okay. And then you would be like...
A soothing rub.
You would stop. It's like, who hurt you? What are you doing?
Who hurt you?
Oh, you poor thing. Anyways.
Yeah, it's weird. Like, what happens between the hours of 4 and 7?
I'm up, so.
I'm up, so. That's when you do your best moaning.
Yeah. I rub your ass. That's what happens.
Well, maybe a good ass rub. Maybe that's the way to solve all problems.
Somebody rubs your ass while you're sleeping, and you're like, I know the answer to...
Come up with a cure for anything.
Yeah.
A good ass rub. The scientist needs some ass rubbing. Like, how does the ad for that look? Would you put it on... Oh, that has to go on Craigslist. Like, yeah, I'm thinking like scientists seeking ass rubbers... That sounds like something different than ass rubber.
Yeah, that's something totally, totally different. It's easy. Just go to like adamandeve.com or something.
And get an ass rubber.
Get ass rubbers, yeah.
Yeah, I'm talking about just a regular rubber.
You think there's... Massagers.
Yeah.
Just like that perv, the guy we were watching.
Fucking Epstein.
Yeah, fucking Epstein. He was always just looking for a massage.
Motherfucking Epstein.
Like, he must have had, like, hundreds of massage tables.
You think he got like a discount?
Like, on massage tables?
Did he just buy them all?
Massage Tables R Us or something?
He had one of his people call up the massage table supplier and say, look, dude, I need like
so many.
400 massage tables.
Are you opening delivered a massage parlor?
No, to no, no, various no, no, no. parts of the no. world.
I just...
Anyways, I don't even know how we got to that guy. I don't even want to stop thinking about him.
Well, we can talk about other things that we watched. Like your girl Issa, your girlfriend, your fantasy girlfriend, Issa.
Her and I are no longer speaking.
Oh, whatever.
We're not on speaking terms. She's friend with that bitch Molly again.
Maybe they were just having a meeting. You don't know where it's going to go. So I know you're totally team Issa and team Molly. Everybody's hating on Molly. So I saw her on The Late Show.
With Jimmy Kimmel? Or
no. The Late Show.
The Tonight Show.
The Late Show. It's called The Late... It's the name of it is The Late Show.
With Jimmy Kimmel?
No. Seth Meyers.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Anyways.
Jimmy Kimmel's a whole different show. I think that's...
Orgy? You talking about Orgy?
Yes.
What's her first name? Molly Orgy?
Her name's not Molly.
That's what everybody was calling her.
I know. It was
on the stand-up. Molly.
Oh, gosh. I don't even know now because she even said it so many times. I can't even think about what her real name is. I know her last name is Orgy because it's an unusual.
Orgy.
It has to be hard to be. I don't know what it means in Africa where she's from. But in America, her saying Orgy all the time when she introduces herself had to be real rough in school. Like, ew, you nasty.
Like at what grade?
All of them. I don't know.
It's depends Yvonne. Yvonne Orgy.
Yeah, Yvonne. That is what she said. So, what is it? Like, middle school? Middle school had to be
like the beginning
nightmare.
I'm thinking, like, the end of...
Elementary. Yeah.
Because that's when kids start discovering.
Depends on what kind of school you went to.
What kind of weird shit. Because you mean, like, if you're in a public school?
If you're in a public school, no, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
No, it does. Because, anyways. You know, my last year of elementary school, I started off in a private school. Mm-hmm. And then I went for the second half to a public school. The first public school I ever gone to. And it was like...
Why is everybody so dirty?
It was like night and day.
This place smells like
it was
yogurt
so
and
weird.
Fish.
It was so weird because the kids used this language I'd never heard kids use.
The kids are all like, fuck, yeah. mother, fuck.
And a girl that I was friends with, my first friend that I made in elementary school, thought she was pregnant by some guy who's like 30 years old.
Elementary?
Yes. I was like, so this was sixth grade.
She was just talking shit. She wasn't really.
That was her boyfriend. She talked about him all the time.
Was his first name Jeffrey?
I don't know his name. I don't remember. It was a long time ago. But I was like, anyways. What? Like, how is that even a thing? And everybody, like, it was so different. And in private school, it was not like that. Not the one I went to.
Nobody talked about their 30-year-old boyfriends in
private
school?
No, no one. Pregnant, I didn't even know. I don't even think I even knew what pregnant was, really. Kind of. I mean, I don't know. I did, but I thought that was something parents did. Like, it didn't make sense to
only
me.
Only parents do pregnant.
Yeah, because my mom had, I know, she hadn't had Pat yet when I was in sixth grade. Did she? No. So, I had seen my mother pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
So, I knew pregnant was, but, like, that's something parents do. I don't even understand. What? So, anyway.
Ew.
Yeah. So, yeah. And, like, if you're in public school, maybe in fifth or sixth grade. You know what an orgy is?
You might be pregnant.
If you are not, then you're like, what? What are you kids talking about? But yeah, they know what an orgy is.
Yvonne Orgy.
But Molly Orgy, Orgy said that on The Late Show that she's like, did I do something to upset Issa or something for her to put me in a position where people hate me so much? Like... Like, well, everybody's, against her. Like, she is the villain of the show
this
season.
Yeah, when you have, you know, shows on TV, somebody has to always be, like, the villain or someone.
Well, there has to be a villain.
Was it antagonist, protagonist?
Yeah, I know, but situation. It's hard because now all of a sudden they went from, like, you know, that's
that girl from that show.
Oh, and I was like, oh, that bitch.
She's Issa's friend.
What are you doing to Issa? And everybody, and the way you treat your boyfriend.
Molly. Yeah, she treated her boyfriend like shit. No. All he did was do everything for her. And he even stood up for her when his brother was talking shit.
Yeah, you know, Mexico trip. I can kind of identify with Molly, so I'm Team Molly, I get her.
How? Why? Because you just want to be a bitch to everybody and, and just talk shit and just treat everybody like shit?
Listen, I know I can come off bitchy at people because I don't realize I'm doing it.
You're nothing like Molly. That's why nobody wanted to work with her at her law firm, because she was just like, ugh. Like she took everything the wrong way. Well, and she was always looking for some type of conflict at work.
She doesn't know that she's not aware of her shortcomings like a lot of people aren't. And that's just
a behavior. They were all pointed out to her by her therapist.
Yeah, but how are you supposed to?
And all of her friends. Like, everybody was constantly reminding her.
How easy is it for you to change shit about your personality? That's just who
if you
want to
keep your friends and family
fuck
tight.
Fuck them. Make friends that deal and with you. Friends and family.
No, people can't deal with that type
of
nonsense.
Yes, there are people that deal with that.
Well, if someone just wants to be hurt all the time and upset all the time.
There's people. There's always going
to
be somebody.
If I want someone to just talk shit to me all the time and be mean to me all the time, then yeah, I guess I would be friends with Molly.
I take abuse all the time from people I know, and I still stick around.
But that's family. So anyways, every season has been different so far, which is kind of cool, but I really wanted her to end up with that other dude, the guy with the blue eyes. What's his name?
The guy from barbershop Texas, guy?
From Houston? Yeah.
You mean Issa, you're not talking about Molly anymore.
Yeah. No, fuck Molly.
Oh, gosh.
Molly can go get fucked.
Okay, calm down.
That bitch.
All right. They're just actors.
Are they?
Aren't they?
Are they?
Yes.
I don't know what she did to Issa. In IRL to make her.
He's like, I'm just going to just drag you this season.
No, I did like that they put a spotlight on postpartum depression, because it's not like something that people talk about all the time. But she didn't like make it a huge focus of the show. She did make it a thing because her friend was, she was going through it.
She was having a hard time.
Yeah. But I like how it was written and how it was done. Like, it wasn't like preachy. It wasn't like women have postpartum depression and this is how to deal with it. It was like, these friends were looking for her and helping her.
Trying
to help her in the ways they knew how to help her, and kind of showing that this is a thing, I mean, women do go through it when they have babies, or just even close to during pregnancies and after the baby's born and for a long time after that. But I like the way they handled that.
I wish you had seen that maybe a few years ago.
Like, 20 years ago?
No, we have younger children. Those are the ones that made me very depressed.
I also liked the how he did, like, he tried to explain to her that he was bipolar. But I liked the little Dickie episode on bipolar. That was done really well. Being bipolar.
Are you going to another episode?
I'm going to another show.
Yeah, I think it's...
It's like the way they did it wasn't like making it a very special episode.
No, well, the thing is that they didn't like make the guy into like a bad guy on the Insecure and little Dickie. Well, you're seeing that he has these issues because and then he's just putting a name to his issues. Little Dickie is,
yeah, so people can identify. Like, that's why this dude is acting this way.
That's what's up with this guy.
He's not just, he's not hopped up on goofballs.
Yeah, he's just.
He has a chemical imbalance that's causing him to not
act like that.
Not act like a person that you would think a person would act.
Well, back to Insecure, I would like her. I like that she ended up back with her ex-boyfriend. And I want them to get married and have a little white picket fence. And
have little babies in San Francisco.
I want her,
I remembered how the episode ended now.
You forgot?
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, that is.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But I don't know why it's a big deal. I really don't. Because,
well, because some people, you know, especially, I don't know the background or remember the background his character is supposed to have as far as like religion and family.
That
and
wasn't all anything that they have in the show.
I know it's not, so you can't but remember I don't it, remember.
You can't remember it. It doesn't exist.
Okay.
As part of his character. Well, it
seems like a very empathetic person, you know.
Yeah.
And he's
yeah,
like,
but if he doesn't want to have any kids, and if
yeah, he but he wasn't all like, "Bitch, you ain't having this kid. Go get an abortion right now."
No, because he's a nice guy.
Yeah,
it doesn't mean he has to be in that kid's life. He can just go on with his life, like yeah. It didn't happen, like mm-hmm. It never happened.
He could I just mean, be like, "Okay, bye." But she I don't said think his it doesn't character's matter. Do it.
He's probably not because he's too nice of a guy. I mean, but because I'm like Molly, I would be like, "Well, I didn't want to have kids." And you and I were supposed to be protected. And so if you're pregnant and you want to keep it, then that's your you? Deal.
That's your problem.
I will sign something that says I'm not the dad, so you don't come after me for any money. Just leave me alone. Pretend I don't exist.
Just, what do they call it? Like,
I give up my rights.
Parental rights.
Give them up. You can have this.
This? You could have this.
Because you can have more kids.
It's
he can have
yours
more kids.
Now.
When he's ready to have kids, he can have kids that he's happy to have.
Yeah, but that's always in the back of your head for some people.
Is it?
Not his character. Maybe for Molly.
Maybe for Molly. He's like, nope. This doesn't
have the
fit
kid
to my plan
like,
right now.
On the day of the kid's birth, she'll drop it off at that Asian dude's doorstep.
Here you go.
Here you go. Yours. I had this baby. It's yours now.
No, I.
Peace out.
Somebody I used to know a long time ago, and I don't even remember.
That I used to know.
Okay, so this family, mom and dad, had, I think, 6 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Total, eventually. But...
Just them together, or...?
Together. They okay. had 6 kids. So they were really young. They had the first one, and they kept the first one, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then they got pregnant again, and they gave the second one up for adoption.
Ooh.
But then, and they like broke up or something, and then they got back together again, and then they had the rest of the kids.
Oh.
And so only one.
Like a fucking soap opera.
Yeah, but that kind of shit happens. And only one that they give up for adoption. Only that second one.
Mm.
And that has to be, and I, and
the that, one that was given up.
Yeah, because like
why wouldn't they, I guess.
The kids yeah. were back in each other's lives, they were adults. When this, uh-huh. when I found out about the story, they were middle aged people, and
is it this is somebody you knew?
Yeah,
or not
yeah,
somebody
and they
on,
found
like,
this
Jerry
long,
Springer. Or something.
No, this is somebody I knew. Found their long lost sister, and then, of course, it has to be hard because the parents are still together too.
Ugh.
So dude. This middle aged woman finds her birth family, finds out all the siblings have the same mom and dad. Mom and dad are still happily married to each other.
Dude.
And she was just raised by somebody else.
You were the one that was given up.
Yeah.
Everybody's all like,
so that's happy what I'm saying. People do this.
Yeah.
People do this. So he dude. Since he's a sensitive guy, probably wouldn't, but he could. And then when he's ready to be like a dad and settled down and has his own life together, he can go find that kid and be like, "Hey, I'm your dad. I'm going to make it for lost time."
So
let's go fishing.
Let's go fishing. He doesn't even know how to fish.
Isn't that what long lost dads do? They go fishing
they go
and
fishing
give you your first beer or something.
Give you your first beer and go to Legoland.
And then take you to see strippers.
Yeah, exactly. Do like that one rapper guy and take all your kids and give them prostitutes.
Oh,
I forgot what that guy's name was. God.
Nasty.
That was a whole big thing.
Well, it has to be.
Because we were like, what if you were your daughters? Would you hire like these male escorts to come and
not.
Fuck your daughters?
No.
Just to show them what sex is like? He was like, I don't want these hoes tricking my kids.
Okay.
So you just pay the hoes to trick your kids.
Uh-huh.
God.
Nasty.
Oh, that's gross.
It is gross.
These fools.
The-
So how do you think that storyline is going to play out?
It's probably going to turn out because the show has to have drama. And if Issa's happy, then there is no show. Mm-hmm. So she'll end up without her guy again.
Hmm.
And he'll end up with Condola. That's the weirdest
Condola.
Name.
Condola.
That's a terrible
That's not name. A real name.
It's a weird name.
That sounds like a medical device.
Ow.
Like, Nurse, I'll take the 12-inch condola.
No.
It's like, doctor, wouldn't you prefer the 8-inch condola? No, bitch. I said the 12-inch one.
You said 9. Is it 9 or 12, doctor? But anyway, no. So he's going to end up with Condola. He's going to marry Condola. And he's going to, like, eventually sneak around.
Marry
like,
Condola?
Yeah. And he's going to be, like, fucking Issa on the side or something.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't a cheater.
He wasn't a lot of things that he was after he broke up with her.
Hmm.
A person he became. Because you people change you.
I bet that they make it a whole big thing.
And then she loses the baby.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was going to say. And she ends up losing
the baby. She's going to be like, you chose her. You can be with her. Fuck her. Fuck you.
It's like, I didn't choose her.
It was the baby.
It was the baby. And then she ends up with Houston. What's his name?
The blue eye guy?
Yeah.
I don't know. Haircutting guy.
The haircutting guy? You mean the barber? The
barber, yeah. She ends with the barber. I don't like the barber.
What's wrong with him? He's too nice?
I don't know. He's too nice. No, he doesn't seem all that nice. He disappeared.
Because of bipolarism.
Yeah, but he's...
He had to go deal with it in a doctor manner, type of manner. He had to get therapy and shit.
He needs...
That's why he disappeared. He's the one that inspired her to change her life.
So, remember? You don't have to like fuck all your mentors. They just mentor you.
Dude.
What?
I'm saying you need people like that in your life. I wouldn't be who I am today without you. If I didn't have you pushing me and trying to get me to do better for our lives, I wouldn't be who I am.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, but that's my point.
But, no, I don't think she would be happy with him. He's not the one.
He's not the one?
No.
What's his nuts is? I can't remember his name now.
I don't know. So many guys.
The software guy. The software guy, not the haircutting guy.
Well, I think he might have hardware, the way he was fucking her all over that couch.
Hardware.
But and they made it so quick, you couldn't even fast forward it. Poor Frank.
Oh, I couldn't fast forward to the lame sex scenes.
Guy was just pounding away at her.
He was. Like,
nah, I don't want to see it.
Well, I mean... But I think they were trying to show the connection between them and the couch because that was the couch that they bought together before. Yes.
Yeah.
Story. And didn't it like show up after he left or something on the last season?
Yeah, I think so. The first season, you mean?
The first season, yeah.
I don't remember. Something like that. Because they had thrown the other one out and sat outside for a really long time. Uh-huh. Like that some gangbangers were on it or something. I don't Do you remember?
Gangbangers.
It was just like out on the curb for a super long time. And then she ended up having to drag that one back inside.
Why?
Because he took the new one or something. I don't know. I don't really remember.
Oh, yeah, he did take the new one.
Yeah. So, yeah. And she dragged the old one back inside.
Yeah, because at the end of the first season, it was her and that bitch Molly sitting on the sofa at the end of the season. You know who my favorite character is? Is the neighbor who can't say... Was it B or C? I don't remember because he's just a hardcore gangster. He can't.
Yeah.
What is it? What's the, I don't remember. I think he's a Crip or a blood. I don't know. Which he was one of them,
mm-hmm.
But he can't say anything that starts with that.
It's ridiculous.
That's top level. That's OG right there.
He is the comic relief in all the drama.
The comic relief.
Yeah. No, and the other chick, the chick neighbor. With the kids. Yeah. With the nails.
The one with the nails.
Yeah. She's. More comic relief. These people are just jokes.
Man, she is hilarious.
She found her at her block party just to give her shit. It's like, what? Do you remember that?
That's her character.
I know. She just found her just so she'd give her shit and then go on about her way. Like,
that's who some people are just like that. They find you just to give you shit, like that bitch Molly. And then they move on.
But I think the story is, it comes down to, is that Molly and Issa can't be friends if they are in relationships that they're enjoying.
No.
That's what it's about.
Molly can't be friends with Issa if Issa's doing good in her life.
Oh, she's one of those. I've had those. I hate those fucking people, man.
Yeah. If her life is moving up and she's going places and doing things, then Molly just can't deal with it. Because
she wants to be the top dog.
She wants to be the star of the show.
Yeah.
And that's...
There's always going to be those people in your life. I know you had to come through, you know.
Oh, I've had plenty of people like that. I don't associate with them anymore.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is that I had a person like that in my life that would, like, if if I told her good things about things happening in my life, she would get so upset. She'd be like, oh, I can't talk to you right now. I gotta go. I was like, what? Like when we moved, and I was like, oh, we're having a house. We'll be the first people to ever live in it. It's mm-hmm. custom made. And I was like, it's going to be so cool. I'm the first person to ever walk on the carpet other than the people then put it in. I mean, the first person to ever sit on this toilet. That's mm-hmm. so exciting.
Maybe she thought you were just being a bragging bitch.
No, I was excited. And so I guess I was just too excited. She's like, I can't talk to you right now. I gotta go.
I gotta go. I got some stuff I gotta do.
Because her life was always such a tragedy. But I didn't make her life a tragedy. Because mine was good didn't mean make hers bad.
Well, compared
hers just
to your
was bad.
Living and your so, best life in your brand new spanking house with the yeah, fresh but
it's
carpet.
Not, the thing is, it's not like that. I think it sounds really exciting.
Well, some people,
especially if you're like in California, it sounds really exciting. But then when you come to like Las Vegas, there's so many new houses and they're the same price as the old houses. So it's not like, oh, it's a brand new house that's like going to be like millions of dollars. It's just a regular priced house.
Regular priced new house.
Yeah. It's a new house. Yeah, but it's the same price. It's
in
not
LA and California. Yeah, it's not getting a new house is like,
not like that.
It's
so,
like a huge deal.
Yeah. So it's not
there's
as
no
exciting.
Places to put new houses.
So it's she.
You'd have to buy a house, tear it down, and build a new one.
Yeah, and that you know, like $2 million later, you still have a regular average house.
Yeah, $5 million.
Yeah, but so it was not like that big of a deal. But she just like because her life was always like shitty, and she wanted to just wallow in her shit. And they mm-hmm. complained about her husband all the time, but she wouldn't divorce him. Like fucking get divorced. Mm-hmm. I don't even understand it because they never liked each other, it seems like. But whatever. But some people like to be punished
in their
lives. They
must have
done
something for each other.
I think they like being abusive to each other.
Yeah, like the people that hang out with people like Molly.
They like to be abused. Molly. Yeah, some people like having drama in their lives. Mm-hmm. And without the drama, they don't even know how to function. They don't know how to just be like... For life to just go smoothly and be cool and chill, and they think there's something wrong. And there's all that drama shit, it's like, it gets so old. It gets so old so quick.
Well,
for some people
are like, I can't deal with this drama. But then they go away from that person and they miss the drama, so they're going to start it up again.
Or they find another person's going to add drama to their life.
A new drama?
Yeah.
But they are the drama.
Well, yeah, maybe. Maybe they're like Molly and don't know that they are causing
she
the drama.
She knows her therapist and all of her friends told her that she was being like that.
No,
she
doesn't matter. It doesn't
so,
matter.
So, like, 50 people are wrong?
Well, even if someone tells you, if someone says
there wasn't
something
just
about
some
your
one.
Personality.
It wasn't someone.
Okay.
It was everyone.
If everyone's
in
telling
her
you
life,
something about
even
your personality,
her boyfriend.
But you don't know how to change it, what are you supposed to do?
Her therapist. It constantly giving her ways to change her life and approach her friend and try to be a friend again. And and so back to the insecure sex scenes.
Are we back to those?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what's interesting is that on the first season, they would just show everything. Like the Issa and Molly, they would just have their full bodies with full bush and everything.
I don't think it was like that.
Oh, yeah, it was. I remember. But, like, on this season, they're, like, doing the whole TV thing where, like people's arms are covering nipples and, mm-hmm. like, they fold their legs in certain ways so they don't see their bush. And
I'm sure those legs like, and having bushes. No one has
doing
bushes
the,
anymore.
Whatever. They're covering up their privacy.
Okay.
In some manner.
Yeah.
It's odd, and that's like one of those reasons why I can't stand watching those sex scenes because it's like, okay, yeah, I'm hitting it from behind, but she has her arm placed in such a way where you can kind of see the outline of her breast, but not the nipples.
Uh-huh.
But on the first season, it was just like full on out there.
Okay, so if you don't see whole naked people,
if it doesn't,
like,
if I can tell that there's a conscious effort to make it so.
These ladies
it doesn't look like a real sex scene.
Well, they're real actresses now.
Okay.
And when you become a real actress, you're not really showing off all your bits anymore.
Hmm.
You pay other people to show their bits when you...
But you can just go like two seasons back and see all the bits.
Well, they were hungry actresses.
She's the writer of the show. How come she didn't show not her bits in the first and second season?
You got to do what you got to do. And then after that, you can say, you know what? I'm not going to do this anymore.
No, you know what? No more bits.
Yeah, no more bits.
No more bits for me. I'm fine.
If you can imagine my bits. You can go back and see what they used to look like, because I'm not showing like, my bits anymore.
Was it Shannon Elizabeth? Was that her? She was on the American Pie.
Uh-huh. Okay.
She married some like weird guy, some weird ugly guy.
Mm-hmm.
She was, you know, all her bits were out in American Pie and mm-hmm. stuff, and then she got to a point where she was like not showing her bits.
Yes.
Bits.
Because that's what happens. And that makes me think of this, is that actresses are always asked to be like, they want to show all of you. And dudes, actors, you know, they don't have to show anything. I thought
that was weird because, you know, dicks are on the rise.
Dicks are on the rise.
They've been on the rise, but it seems like they're going down now.
Yes, they are going down. Dicks are going
down now because
I don't know, people don't like them. On that
show, there was no dicks.
No dicks.
But on like every other HBO show,
no, because dicks are on the rise as like comedy.
No,
when did you see a dick when it wasn't being funny?
A bunch of shows that we were watching.
Okay, name one.
Like the show where the people were cloning themselves.
Westworld.
Well, that one, yeah, that one.
That's not the one you're talking about. No, you said people are cloning themselves. Those are robots,
not clones.
What
I'm talking about the ones. What was that? There's a second season now that we haven't watched, but we watched the first season fully. The chick from Hamilton's in it.
I didn't see Hamilton. I don't know who was in Hamilton all the time. I don't know the names or the faces of the people in Hamilton. Okay. I didn't go. You went by yourself. I always say that's the chick
from Hamilton.
Remember, you need to call up one of your friends and ask them about the chick from Hamilton. Anyway.
You got that?
I never saw Hamilton.
You good now?
No, I will never be good. It was so wonderful. I had the original cast.
You wouldn't have liked it.
Oh, everybody in the world likes it, except I wouldn't like it?
No, not everybody in the world likes
it. In the world. It's like, Hamilton is the greatest thing that ever happened to the planet, but my wife, well, she would definitely not like it. It's
probably one of the best things that has happened to Broadway.
Oh, my. Oh, but I wouldn't like, why wouldn't I like it?
I don't think it's your kind of show.
What's that? How's that?
Because there's a lot of, like, rapping and stuff in it. It's not your thing. But anyways, there was the show where the people had like this chip in the back of their neck, and you could take that chip out of your neck and put it into another body and take over that body. You know what I'm talking about now? And then
altered carbon?
Yeah, that's it. There was dicks all over that show. We saw like a million dicks on that show.
I don't know if we saw a million dicks on that show.
Yeah. Basically, a million dicks on that show.
People don't like it, and so they just decided, you know, we tried the dicks.
We tried dicks for a year, and the dicks aren't working. People are complaining about the dicks.
Yeah, apparently people don't like the way dicks look. I mean, I'm a fan of dicks.
I think the chicks were probably into the demographic of, you know, the women.
No, because a lot of women don't like the way dicks look. A lot of women. A lot? It's what I hear. It's the word on the street is women don't like dicks.
You got your ears to the street.
Yeah, I'm like, I had this weird conversation with somebody about dicks, and they're like, no, they're super gross. I don't like the way they look. And it's like, I love dicks. I think they are beautiful.
All dicks are great. All the dicks ones that I see
are great. Yours is a masterpiece. You know that. The greatest dick. They should like make a monument just to your dick frame.
Okay.
So it's like, no, I love dicks. And if I'm going to see guys get naked, if I'm not going to see a dick, I don't even want to see the show.
Don't even show anything.
I don't even see anything. If I could see a guy without a shirt on running down the street on a regular basis, why am I going to pay to see somebody without a shirt on? Fuck that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
No. It's like if you went to a strip show and wanted to see, and you thought, oh, I'm definitely going to see some boobs. I'm probably going to see some gines.
Yeah.
But if you went and you didn't, and she never takes off her top, never, and she's wearing panties to cover her ass, would you be like, I don't think I should pay her anything because I'm not seeing anything. What's the point?
I'd walk in and then turn right back around. I was like, there is no titties up in here. This is a titty-less tit bar.
So if men are taking off their clothes, I want to see a dick. Mm-hmm. Many dicks. Anyway, speaking of many dicks.
Uh-huh. Many dicks.
Yeah. So I was putting your clothes away.
Putting my clothes away.
Yeah, like a good little wife like I am. And best. you like to have all your shirts neatly folded in your drawer so that you can
multiple
see.
Drawers. Yeah,
yes, multiple. Yeah. So that you can see exactly what they are once you open the drawer so you can just pull them out.
Well, because I don't want to dig around, flip them around.
Everything has to be
organized. Mess them all up trying to find the one that I'm looking for.
And I thought it was super
super
weird. But what was weird that if you just open up any one of your mini drawers of t-shirts that you can know a lot about you.
What was that supposed to mean?
Because like the shirts that are like up or like stuff you're into, it was like, I think the day I was thinking about that, it was like, because you have so many shirts from those guys. A Will Ferrell movie, but I don't remember which one, t-shirt, because you have tons of those.
I have the boats and hoes.
You have multiple, Frank. If you're first, your last. I mean, if you're not first, your last.
I didn't buy any of those shirts.
Yeah,
those
but you love those.
Given to me.
Okay.
Those are presents.
Gosh, I think it was Tenacious D was looking at me.
Oh, that's a good one.
And, it's a rapper.
It's like a
Eazy-E. I think it was Eazy-E.
That's a great shirt.
Okay, so those three shirts are on top. And I'm like, if anyone looked in this drawer, this is who Frank is.
Frank is Eazy-E, Will Ferrell, and Tenacious D.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah. Pretty much.
That's you in a nutshell. That's
pretty
Frank.
Much, yeah.
Yeah. That's me. So, don't you think that's like super crazy?
And Biggie, the Biggie shirt.
Well, Biggie wasn't up. So
Biggie wasn't up. It wasn't Biggie's turn.
No, not on top. Not that day. I guess you weren't wearing that color when I was folding clothes. But it was so crazy. And as you, if you look through all your shirts, you get to know Frank. And I thought, I wonder if someone looked at my drawers, what would they know about me?
That would say, how many funerals does this chick go to?
How dare you?
Why is everything black? What is she trying to prove?
Black is my favorite color, and I look good in it.
You have some really great dresses that you don't wear enough.
Do I?
Like the other day, you were wearing that like dress that doesn't have that sleeveless dress.
Mm-hmm.
Man, that is a great look for you.
Which one?
It's like striped. It's like mostly black, but it's striped with like the gray and like some other colors in it.
Sleeveless?
Sleeveless. It looks like a tube top dress.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, you like that one?
That's a great dress. You should wear that like all the time.
Well, I thought I put on that dress thinking I was going to get some, but I didn't get anything.
Well, I think you got something.
I didn't get nothing.
The next morning.
Okay.
Okay.
It's a delayed effect? You have to give it a whole full day before you can get in there?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Anyway.
It has to cook.
It has to cook.
I'm like a slow roast.
I know. Well, that's hanging up in my closet. That's not inside of a drawer.
Okay,
Frank.
So you looked in your drawer and you're like,
and what?
Okay, I can see where this is going. What was in your drawer, Hannah? What did you find in your backstory?
What's my backstory? What will people find out about me?
People find out about you.
Yes, drawer. I do wear a lot of black.
Should I guess what was in there? In which drawer you were looking in?
Even my underwear is all black. but in there, what do you think was in there?
I think a bunch of toys and nudie magazines.
I might be guilty of that. But
because it's the 1970s?
Well, they're old. They're not like new shit. I don't have any. Well, the toys are new.
Uh-huh.
I have some.
You
got to
keep them fresh.
You got to keep them exciting. And that's the thing about the toys, that I do have a ton of them in the drawer.
One ton.
But what I realize is that they're useless. I mean, I only like one, and I've always only liked one. And I try the other ones, hoping for something exciting. And I only like the one. The rest of them are just a waste of money. I think, you know what they should have?
It's a waste of material.
It is a waste of material.
It's a waste of...
Because...
What do they call it? Waste of goods.
They're not cheap.
No, they
I have one that was pretty expensive in there. And because it does stuff on its own. Like it thrusts.
Well, they all do stuff.
Yeah. No, I mean, it thrusts. Yeah. Most of them don't do that action. Uh-huh. And so I was like, yeah, I want to try that out. And I really hated it.
You're like, no.
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 And then, so they should have like a place where you could like take old toys. Like uh-huh. I used that one like one time and like take old toys and they could sanitize like, them.
Recycle
and
then, them?
Like, yeah. And then like people can buy them or you can give them away to poor people because they're expensive. So it's like you decide I'm going to pay my light bill. I'm going to buy this sex toy. You don't have to make that decision anymore. You can like get like when, a secondhand sex toy.
Like when they, there's like a Super Bowl and they make shirts for both teams.
Yeah.
And then the other shirts, the loser team, their like Super Bowl shirt winners, t-shirts like get shipped to some other like third world country.
Yeah.
As t-shirts like, you know what? The Green Bay Packers did not win the Super Bowl this year. Where did you get this?
So you can buy secondhand, like it's sanitized, Frank. I'm not talking about people's cooties on it. Like clean them up, put them in a plastic bag or something, and then you can buy it. For a deep discount.
Deep discount. Deep. Pun intended. Deep discount.
So, because I would like to get rid of them, but I think it would be weird if I just threw them away and then someone was rifling through our trash and found like
yeah,
bag of dicks. You know?
Bag of dicks. Episode of Louis C.K.
Was there a bag of dicks?
He was like doing some fantasy in his head and he was in an elevator and like... And like this chick was walking around with a bag of dicks. And then she's like, I have this bag of dicks. Mm-hmm. Can you just like put them inside me? And he's like, the whole bag? And she's like, yeah. Like you know, like why wouldn't you put the whole bag? And there's like some old man standing behind him. You mm-hmm. remember that?
No. I know we used to watch the show. Do you think it's still available on Netflix? It's super old.
Well, that Chris D'Avella stand-up is still there, and that dude is like
well, I think it's because
hot
it's
water.
Kind of condemning like him because of the stuff he's saying in the show.
Is it
I think
like
that's why they left it up there.
Innocent till proven guilty situation?
And he's like making himself look guilty
or,
by his
or
comedy.
Is it like one of those things where they're like, oh man, everybody's going to start watching this now because this yeah. dude's in deep shit.
It's like the Gone with the Wind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I told you. That HBO, because of the climate of the world right now, they decided to be, you know, upright citizens and say, hey, you know, we're not going to play Gone with the Wind until we, you know, can frame this right and like say something prior to it or something. And we haven't come up with that yet because we think it's not a good idea to put this out there because of slavery.
When they
and
just
all this
put
kind of
like
stuff.
A thing in the beginning,
a disclaimer
that says,
or
like,
something.
This is from like,
it's
way
a fictionalized.
Back.
Account of a period time period
mm-hmm.
something like that so that I think the day I saw that story I read that story about how HBO is like no we're not going to show it yet we're gonna you know try to be better people
mm-hmm.
Better company on who did I tell you was Apple was
Apple had it just like there
yeah it was there it was on their front banner like of all the new movies that you can rent. Mm-hmm. Apple has like Gone with the Wind and like
maybe
oh
it was just
you
like,
motherfuckers.
Maybe it was recently released like for home video or
yeah,
like, for streaming
but
services.
It's like, oh, you wanted to watch Gone with the Wind because you missed the good old days and now you can see it here since HBO is too much of a bitch to show it to you.
Oh, too much of a bitch, huh?
Yeah.
Well maybe they have a thing on theirs. You didn't know you didn't read it. You didn't look at it. They
I
could
did.
Have a disclaimer.
I clicked on it.
No,
to see
I'm
if there's
about,
something
like,
on
when
the
when you watch the
maybe,
movie,
maybe.
They could have already done that.
I guess
like,
that's possible.
They could be a like months ahead of HBO.
Possibly.
They already did it because Apple is usually way ahead of everybody else.
Mm, I know. So now I have to spend money and rent it just so I can see that that you're wrong.
I'm not wrong or right. I'm just saying, like, they could have already have done that.
I feel like it's fucked up. It's like, is it that hard not to be assholes to people and treat people decently? That's all I'm saying. It's like, oh, this depicts
for
people.
A lot of people, it is to just like
not be.
They don't
want
to change their ways because they think you're trying to make them do stuff. You know how you get when you think I'm trying to make you do something, when I'm just making a suggestion.
Yes.
And you like think to yourself, "Who's this motherfucker to be telling me to do something?" Now I'm just not going to do it because he asked me if I could possibly, or said please.
Can you please do this? Say please.
You know don't what I'm front. Saying.
Yeah, I know. You don't say please.
I say please all the time. No. But anyways, but you know what I'm saying. Well, yeah. There's a lot of people who are like that. Like, they don't want you to suggest something to them because they want it to be their own idea. And if it's not their idea,
well, how do you fool people into believing it's their idea to be kind people to other humans and not treat them differently because they don't look like them?
Well,
how do you trick them?
Someone selfish, they're just not going to.
No. There's a trick. It's just like, for instance,
do the Jedi mind trick.
Yeah, you can Jedi mind trick people.
Or do the Bugs Bunny trick.
Okay. Like
duck season, for instance, rabbit season.
Duck season.
Yeah, exactly.
It's reverse I saw psychology. This. Yeah. Well, you just change the narrative. Mm-hmm. And I'm just not smart enough to know how to change the narrative. But I saw this magazine, you know, sometimes they have special magazines where this dedicated to a thing. Like, you know, when Prince died, it's just like only Prince. Or when Princess Diana
People
died.
People magazine.
Yeah, they'll have just like, it's all Diana, everything she's ever done. Mm-hmm. And so this one was to marijuana for women, I think.
What?
Like the
marijuana for women?
Like how great marijuana is for women and all the reasons why and how women should use CBD and all this kind of shit.
I'm sure there were suggestions on the cover.
Yeah, it was on the cover.
So and, what'd they have on there?
Oh, I don't know. It was a long time ago I saw this. But it made me think back in the 80s when we were kids and there was the war on drugs when they would talk about marijuana. And it would be on the cover of like Time magazine or something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's the end of the world. It's a gateway drug and everybody's going to die. And they're all going to be on crack living on the streets. And so the narrative has changed over the years from from the 80s to now. It went from marijuana is the worst thing that you can do because it would lead to worse drugs and it makes you a slacker. Mm-hmm. And now it's just like everybody should be on marijuana. I even saw a documentary about how they're giving marijuana to kids to have seizures and stuff. Like marijuana.
Well, the CBD part, right? Not the THC part, but the CBD part.
I don't remember.
That was like a big thing because these guys were taking the THC out and just using the CBD part of it and giving that to kids that have seizures, and those people were going to jail for doing it.
Well,
so the kids weren't getting high.
Yeah,
they were just getting their pain relief and their like it was the same thing with those the guys that have Parkinson's.
Yeah,
there was this guy that had Parkinson's and he was trying to hold a cup, and then they gave him a dose of CBD, and then he was just drinking coffee like he had been, you know, 20 years ago.
So that's the thing. Is what I'm saying is that they changed the narrative where now it's like, not only is marijuana okay, but it's okay for children. It's okay for elderly people. It's okay for your dog. It's okay. And it's not only is it okay, it's almost a miracle drug for a lot of different ailments, right?
It reminds me when we went to the dispensary, we just picked up our guns from the gun shop.
We were like criminals is what it looked like. If someone broke into our car, they'd be like,
opened up the cargo area, you would see
it was full of drugs and guns.
Drugs and guns.
And Thai food for some reason.
Drugs, guns, and Thai food. Hashtag Nevada life.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody's doing it.
Everybody's doing it.
But I think you kind of we kind of got away from the like what you found in your drawer.
Oh.
What else did you find in your drawer?
Oh. I found some really, really old smut.
Smut? What was the word they were using on the show last night? They kept saying it over and over. Like it was like snob or not snob, but it was.
Scrod.
Scrod. What is scrod?
Some sort of fish or something.
Is that what that is?
I think so.
Anyways, back to smut. So okay. You find some old, old smut.
Yes. For instance.
For example.
For example, I got this forum here from 1994.
What? 1994? Was that the first one I ever bought you?
No, dude. I have much older ones. Because we were
older than 94?
Yeah, because you and I would get these when we were in high school. So
really? In high school?
Yeah, and you would read all this dirty smut to me all the time. You don't remember doing that? Yeah.
Man, baller.
Is that what that is? I think you were always trying to corrupt me.
Corrupt me?
Yeah, and it worked. It worked.
So I was the devil in this scenario. You were the angel girl and I was the devil. No, I think you were trying to corrupt me.
What?
I was an angel boy.
When? Where?
We were both devil children.
No. You were the one finger banging me on our first date. I didn't do anything to you.
Finger banging.
Yes. Yeah, that's how I felt about it too. I'm like, moi? I don't know what just happened.
Not moi.
C.
94. So let's see. That was
a long time ago.
26 years ago. Mm-hmm. You've been. Okay. So you still have ones that are older than that one?
I'm pretty sure I do, yeah.
Okay. 26.
But these are the ones that are in the drawer. I think the older ones are in a box in the garage.
You're still holding on to them.
Well, because it's also something I'm scared to throw away because someone's going to go through our trash.
Oh, God.
It's like, they're perverts. Why is it all so old? Why are there so many hairy bushes?
Bushes. Nobody has bushes.
Well, they did back then.
Uh-huh.
So, since they did back then. And, the reason why I want to talk about this and why we started is because of the whole dick business. So, yes.
Dicks being on the rise.
Yeah. In this magazine, although you can see every part of a woman naked.
Genitalia? And,
yes. They have them spread apart. I'm going to show you a picture. Spread.
Oh, dude. That is... Yeah.
It's spread out. You can see everything.
Uh-huh.
There's not one dick in this entire magazine.
Oh, for shame.
Yeah, because they'll have guys that are naked, but they...
So it's forum, is it? What's the full title? Is it
what's penthouse? What's the full title?
Forum.
All right, do you want to put this in a catalog or something?
No, I'm curious. What does it say? Usually there's a description, like it's forum by penthouse. And then
it's penthouse forum.
And then that's it? There's nothing else on there?
There's a bunch of stuff on the cover. You talking about cover stuff?
No. Here, let me see.
Hot secrets on the tip of my tongue.
Oh, let me see.
You can win $1,000.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. I guess it doesn't have any description.
What else?
I think it's weird or interesting that it's not the size of a full magazine.
It is.
You think it's so people can stick it in their drawer?
I think it's so you can hold it and jack it at the same time.
Well, you can't do that with a full size?
See how I'm holding it with one hand? I got this good. Like, it's not going to... I can keep it completely open and do anything with my other free hand that I want to.
With your other free hand?
And it's not going to flop closed.
I guess. It seems... Because it's like a thicker paper.
It's not it's thick. Regular magazine. It has kind of a more rigid... Well, no, I mean, it's like a magazine, but I mean, the cover is a little harder than a regular magazine cover.
But do you think this was marketed towards women or men?
I think it's just...
Or like couples.
Like sexy stuff? I don't know.
No, because you're reading stories. I mean,
don't want to read? It's a bunch of naked people.
Men want to get in, get the fantasy, crank it out, and then go on about their day.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. It has these stories in there that are like, that's what women get off on instead of, because you don't like, it's like the one level up above, like, what do they call those story books that women, novels?
Oh, it's not a level up. It's a level. It's a different level. It's for simple people who don't want to read a whole novel.
No, because they don't
romance
have.
Romance novels.
Yeah. Like it's a level up or like a significant level up above.
Because
romance novels, because they just get straight to the description of what's happening versus like
all the nonsense,
like my breath, you know, my lips quivered.
Which lips? Anyway, I never
with
liked
anticipation.
I don't. That's one of the things I think I'm more like a man in that way. It's my masculine side. Soft. I don't want all the buildup. I just want you to get in there and get out. I want to see it happen. mm-hmm. if I'm watching porn. I want to see the fucking, and then that's it. I don't care about a story. I don't need any story. I don't want to see any of it. I fast forward past the story. Apparently you do want
the story because...
Oh, no, because it's not... There's not a story. It's just them fucking. The story is the fucking. There's no story other than the fucking.
Okay, well, what's a...
Well, hold on. I want to tell you about these these ads.
And ads?
Because the ads can be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Here you go. It's a lot of for different phone numbers. So you can talk
to... Like, so you can talk to...
Yeah.
Chicks that look nothing like the chick in the picture.
Yes. Live, uncensored sex from Europe.
Mm.
Fancy European sex.
Yeah.
It's called live phone pussy.
What? Do you talk directly to the pussy?
Yeah, I guess, because it says, I'm
just wet, hold the phone up.
Horny, and waiting for you to call. Live sex, oral sex special.
Why don't you do an accent?
I don't know if I can do an accent like that. That's my
accent from?
It's German Spaniard? German Spaniard.
Anyways.
Live sex. Two girls Cinemax. Okay.
What?
Yeah. New interactive sex. Create your own sizzling sex fantasy with a centerfold model.
Ooh.
On like the phone.
How do they prove that? I don't
know how you can do that on the phone.
She just says, oh, I was on a centerfold.
Yeah. Remember me?
Yeah, just totally.
Pick up the forum. I'm the chick in the picture.
I'm Jacqueline.
And here's another one. Okay. This is crazy. Lesbian sex. Horny women need men for hard loving now. They're lesbians. I think in the 90s, the way they thought of lesbians is a whole different thing other than what lesbians are.
They thought of lesbians as really being bisexual.
Yes. All lesbians are actually bisexual.
According to the
dirty magazines, because any of them where they talk about, yeah, they talk about lesbians. It's all like, they like women, but they are really waiting for some dicks to show up.
Cause they haven't had the right dick yet. And you're the one to give it to them.
Yes. European fuck. Another European one. You and us. Orgy. What? Live. They got orgy on the phone live. Because this is pre
You gotta pay videos. Extra for two chicks.
Horny ladies. 24-hour hot, wet lesbian tramps.
Whoa.
Hot lesbian tramps. That's what it's called. I'll lick her ass, then suck your cock.
What?
That's what the ad says. These are...
Ew.
Ew.
Don't you get some kind of... disease out of that? You're not supposed to go ass to mouth.
No, you shouldn't go ass to mouth. Never. Here, okay, this one's weird to me too. I don't get it. This is all on the phone.
Uh-huh.
Boobs.
How do you... What?
Wait. Pinch them. Squeeze them. Watch them bounce. These women are on the line to please you. Free to find out how. How are you touching titties on the phone?
And squeezing the nipples.
How are you squeezing anything or watching them bounce? Well, I guess
you can imagine yourself doing that. Like, I'm just putting my fingers together and imagining there's a nipple.
I love it when you squeeze my nipples like that.
Mm. Yeah, because it was 1994 before the internet.
Yeah, before the internet was a thing where you were looking at porn on it. This is all phone lines. So it's like, yes, I have full double Ds and... I just can't wait for you.
I can't find a bra to fit me right because it's so big.
It's so big. And I'm bouncing now. I'm bouncing on my bed. And can you hear me bouncing on my bed, baby?
Why?
Okay. So I think I have one more. Oh, no. It's a story. Oh, so then I read. Okay. The story is fucking gross. It's fucking gross. It's fucking gross. It's fucking gross.
Gross?
It's fucking gross, okay?
Okay.
I just want you to, like, prepare yourself. And apparently this is the stuff you were reading to me to try to get off on.
Well, maybe not this specific story.
Not this one. I don't know. This one is all... This was a bad purchase. Because every story in here... Well, they can't all
be winners. Wasn't like, I never do this type of thing. And I'm not the type of person that would normally do something like this.
Well, this one is written by a man. Would you like to read it?
Written by a man?
Yeah.
No, go ahead.
You sure? You should read it.
It's written in a man's voice.
Yeah, it's written in a man's voice. So to like give it the... It'd be like old days. Like olden times. Like
olden times? All right, here, give it to me.
Used to do most of the reading. And since you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And I know... It's going to be so much more interesting when you read it. I see you react to that is not sexy. It's just...
I'll do it just for you, girl.
Yay.
This is... The picture in here looks like one of those fake sex scenes.
Well, they are actors. I mean, models that do the sex pictures.
No, but it's like...
All right. Okay. Eyes are closed. I'm listening.
Close your eyes. Use your imagination, girl.
I don't want to. Maybe I should close my... Actually, maybe I shouldn't close my eyes for this one, because this one, I don't want it as part of my fantasy spank bank.
Oh, God.
Because it's nasty. Go for it.
So the title is called Wild Thrills.
Yeah. Ugh.
And then there's a subtitle. It's called Knowing My Honey's Been... Oh, no. This is just a quote. Knowing my honey's been with another guy really turns me on, says happy husband.
Mm. It's a cuckolding story.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Well, I guess not really. It is, but it's not. Not in the way that... Typically, you think of it.
I'm supposed to figure that out. You're not supposed to ruin it for me.
I am not ruining the story for you. It's not ruined. You just
said it.
But just wait and see what happens. Wait to see how it ends. The ending, it's a twist at the end that you're not expecting.
How long is this damn thing?
It goes fast.
Okay.
Okay. No, don't read the end. Don't read the end. No, Frank, I'm looking at this ad.
It just, like, it says oral fetishes, and then it says wet phone. It just says wet phone. Okay.
Okay.
I get my unique New York.
Oh my unique God. Oh, so sexy.
Okay. My wife, Estelle.
I couldn't help it.
My wife, Estelle, and I have been married for 11 years and love each other dearly. Mm. Estelle is 33. A strawberry blonde.
They're always strawberry blonde.
Strawberry blonde.
Why are they always strawberry blondes?
With cute features. Small tits and very sensitive nipples and long legs leading up to a round butt with a deep ass crack.
Okay.
Okay. But what I find most erotic and exotic is her pussy.
Ooh, pussy.
Her pubic hair is deep. Dark brown and extremely bushy.
Extreme. It's the 90s and bushes. Okay. It's right before our bushes went away.
I feel like I heard myself saying it in an echo. Extremely bushy. I married Estelle right out of college and had been the only guy to sink his cock into her precious pussy until 6 months ago when we opened our marriage. Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can hear that door open. Sharing my wife with other men was something I had been fantasizing about secretly, and I was overjoyed to hear her say the idea excited her too. So you think this one's fake or real?
I think this one... It's fake.
Okay.
We'll
see.
We'll see.
Estelle works as a sales rep and comes in constant contact with many different men, some of which she said were cute. She chose one and made a date with him. Mm-hmm. And that night I helped her get ready for her first extramarital fuck.
Fuck.
We chose a short skirt with a small pair of white bikini panties that barely concealed her hairy pussy. Just picture all this hair coming out.
I know. It's like, why is that such a fixation? It's so crazy because, you know, it seems like, what do you think it was not as popular to have hair? It seems like it was before this, but not as popular with older people. I think younger people were like, no hair.
No, they got to a trim phase. And yeah, then
now it's still no hair. But back then, it was like, yeah, I want that big old bush. All okay. Right, get back in that big old bush.
Her cunt lips pressed hard against the flimsy fabric.
Youch.
Estelle said that she and Don were going to dinner first, then to a popular motel lounge for dancing and drinks. The both knew the evening would end with her fucking in one of the motel rooms. Mm-hmm. My wife said she planned to entice Don by giving him flashes of her hairy crotch throughout the night.
Okay.
This dude
is obsessed with hairy bushes.
Okay. Estelle kissed me hotly on her way out, then proceeded to hike up her skirt and pull the crotch of her panties aside. She told me to kiss her pussy goodbye and reminded me that when she returned, it would be well fucked and full of hot cum. Oh. Oh, just, just full. My cock was ready to bust through my pants as I planned a big kiss on her wet pussy. Estelle then pulled away, straightened her panties and skirt, blew me a kiss and headed out the door, suggesting that I have my tongue and cock ready for action upon her return. Okay. I couldn't wait. So he wanted to get that come out of her.
Just wait.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin it for you.
In Estelle's absence, I tried to watch TV and keep myself occupied, but my dick stayed hard as steel as visions of my pretty wife on her back with her long legs spread wide as Don thrust in and out of her hairy pussy again.
That's a long time. I mean, they
think
went,
I should take a drink every time
he says hairy pussy. So they're going out for a show and dancing and drinks and then fucking.
Martin said show, it said dinner and dancing.
And then he's just sitting around the house, the hard one, this entire time.
It's like, la, la, la.
Okay, mm-hmm. Sure. Go ahead.
Food around the corner. For me. okay. But my dick stayed hard. danced in my head. It seemed like she took forever, but finally she returned home. Her hair was all must, her dress wrinkled, and she smelled of men's cologne, wine, and sex.
Nasty girl.
Okay. Estelle grabbed me by the hand and dragged me to the bedroom, where she knelt on the side of the bed with her ass sticking up in the air. She told me to get on my knees and, with my face close to her ass, removed her panties. What?
Just wait.
Okay. She said she had put them on right after Don emptied his balls into her cunt.
Who says that?
To keep his load fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. okay. Uh-huh. My hands trembled as I flipped up the back of my wife's skirt. I could see that her panties were soaked through. I hooked my fingers into the waistband and slowly peeled them down to expose her ass and pussy. My cock leaped when I saw that her meaty love lips were swollen and her pussy love was lips. Overflowing with creamy cum, some of which had trickled down her asshole.
Yeah. Tell me how that physically is working. If she's on her hands and knees, she's on her hands and knees, how would it be in her ass? How would he see cum in her ass?
I don't know.
I feel like the position.
Well, just over time, because you know she had to sit down at some point. Okay, stop interrupting.
Okay.
As I took in this breathtaking sight,
come on her ass.
My wife gave me the details of her fuck. Oh, okay. How Dawn enjoyed the flashes of her hairy bushes. Take a drink. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ah, creamy good. Jack.
Yeah, that's what he should have done. Getting in and out of the car. How he fingered her clit during dessert. How he licked her pussy and she sucked his hard cock. Don had screwed her in a variety of positions and had deposited two loads of cum.
Two loads.
Into her.
That's a lot of cum.
Look how wet I am, honey, Estelle said. It feels like I have a quart of cum in me. Why don't you stick your tongue in there and enjoy this hot dish?
Uh-huh. Did you see that coming?
No. I mean, I kind of did.
Yeah, but.
My head was spinning as I lurched forward and stuck my tongue deep into Estelle's sloppy hole.
Sloppy hole, yes.
And lapped away, bringing out warm globs of semen.
I told you it was gross. I warned you. You were pre-warned. I let you know it was going to happen.
After a few minutes of intense slurping, I was excited beyond belief. Estelle told me to climb up on the bed so she could suck my cock. And as I got on my back, she straddled my head and lowered her hairy, sloppy hole onto my waiting mouth.
Yep, there
we're gonna pass out. Sky. Then she started tonguing and sucking me, knowing I was on the edge of blowing a big load. I tried to hold back, but it was impossible. As Estelle swallowed my 7-inch cock up to the balls.
Mm-hmm. Estelle.
Okay. So, I unloaded down her throat and she growled in an orgasmic bliss. Since this episode, Estelle has fucked 3 other guys. And while she gets the pleasure of a new cock in her pussy,
the best part is
later when she walks in the door, looks directly at me with that just fucked look in her eyes, and feeds me a fresh hot load of cum from her sore sweet pussy. It's lip smacking good.
The best part.
Nothing, absolutely nothing is hotter. Daryl v. Mississippi.
Daryl.
What?
The fuck? Yeah?
The WTF is going on here.
Yeah, it's like a lot. Because here's the thing. That cum just transfers to so many different parts in so many different places. And then his favorite thing, maybe he just really wants to suck off dicks.
Maybe he doesn't want to do the work. The idea of
I love the taste of cum. I just don't want a dick in my mouth.
Yeah. I mean, he's not gay. He's not gay. He just likes to swallow cum.
No one wants to swallow. And both of these two as a couple are both into swallowing cum. That's what makes it fake to me. That's part of it. Like, both of them are like, oh, I can't wait to get some cum in me. Who is after that? Who wants to swallow all of this fucking cum?
Dude, man.
Yes, dude, man is right. Ew.
Dude, man. So this dude just wanted loads in his mouth. But
he just wanted
lots
of loads.
He didn't want to work for it.
He just hasn't gotten up to the point
where he was a lazy load taker.
Well, then there's this other one I thought was interesting.
Interesting?
Oddly enough, there's a second story in this publication about guys who want to lick up loads. But
their own loads?
This guy is his own load. It's not somebody else's. He's interested in licking up his own.
Oh, this one's for girls.
Finally.
Oh, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
It says, my girlfriend's away and I'm horny. 1-888-1-800-444-STUD. So his girlfriend's away and he wants to, but the chick's holding the phone, which is kind of weird. Anyways, so there was another...
Yeah.
Weird, interesting story.
No, well, this is more a sexy story than it's not as disturbing, disgusting. Daring couple does it whenever and wherever the mood strikes.
Ooh.
Yeah. My lover.
Wherever and whenever.
Stu. Nobody's name is Stu.
Stu? Like Stuart?
And I both love to masturbate while reading Penthouse Forum. So I thought it would be a great surprise for him to find one of our many delightful sexual experiences in your magazine.
Ooh.
A while back, we were driving down California's coastline from San Francisco to Los Angeles. Though we planned on driving straight through, we got off to a late start and didn't leave until early evening. As the trip progressed, I grew a little tired and I rested my head in his lap while he drove. I wonder what's going to happen.
I don't know.
Realizing the privacy.
Ooh.
Of darkness outside and that the his body was totally at my mercy while he was immersed in driving.
Mercy.
I soon lost interest in sleep and gave in to lust instead. I loosened his belt, unzipped his pants, and pulled them around his ankles.
What?
He's driving the fucking car, and she pulled his pants down to his ankles. That sounds like a hazard to me.
Yeah. So his
how does she get them from under his ass?
Bare, crusty ass is on the seat.
But how does she open them, unzip them, and then pull them off of his body?
Lifted himself.
What if he, like, do you need your pants all the way off if you're getting a blowjob in the car?
Pull the dick out. That's
exactly. That is how it's commonly done.
If you don't have a button fly, the zipper is kind of a hazard.
Frank, it's been done before and you survived.
Did I though?
Didn't you?
Yeah.
And your underwear is there to shield you from the zipper. So down to the...
That's why it's specifically there. The only reason why it's there is to shield your dick from blowjobs. From zippers on blowjobs.
But down to his ankles and he's driving the car, do you think you... That just doesn't sound plausible.
No way, because you can't drive the car.
You can't drive
your pants at your ankles.
Yeah, I see.
What if it's a stick shift? You can't hit the clutch and with the ankle pants.
I don't. Whatever.
Anyways, you're
doesn't. I love to tease and really enjoy the sight of Stu driving in his underwear while I stroked his penis lightly.
So he still had his underwear.
Through the cotton fabric.
No crusty ass on the seat.
No. Okay. My mouth outlined his hard-on with hot breath as my fingers slipped inside his jockeys to caress his pubic hair. Is jockeys still a thing? Are they still around?
I have a couple pairs of jockeys.
Really?
Yeah, I wear them all the time. It says jockey on the waistline in huge letters.
I'm not looking at trying to wear that hard.
Yeah, I think you're focusing on something very specific.
I am. I mean, I like in those gladiator underwear. Those are my favorite. The little tight one. The party ones. Anyway, so where was I? Fingers slipped inside his jockeys to caress his pubic hair. A lot of hair business in these stories.
Oh, I mean, the hair is titillating.
Is it? Do you find
hair titillating? When someone plays with
it. Yeah. You like your hair titillated?
Why not? Everybody's doing it.
Balls and swelling cock.
Swelling.
I stroked.
You said kyak.
Kyak.
You got to have a New Jersey accent.
When you say cock, yeah.
Kyak.
I stroked and explored until I grew impatient to taste him.
Oh. Just grew impatient.
Excitedly, I drew his bulge from the prison of his underwear.
So now that's starting to sound like the romance novel.
Yeah.
The and prison of his underwear.
Swallow him down as far as my throat could take him.
Mm-hmm.
It was a turn on for me to know that occupants, there you go.
You got that?
Like separated in the way they separated it was like, I'm like, what? Aku hoots?
Aku what?
Aku who now? Anyway.
Aku K?
Creamy Jack is getting to me.
Yeah, apparently.
I need another sap. See if I can.
Because she did say Harry. Stroke.
She did say Harry. It's not a bush, but it's a bush.
I mean, it's still a bush.
It's still a bush.
It's not like the other guy was obsessed with bush and loads.
He has a very specific thing he's into.
You can say that again.
Yeah.
Lazy load swallow.
I bet he's never had sex with anybody, the guy who wrote that. I mean, like, never. Because...
It's a man's voice?
It was, yeah, it was a man's voice. Prison. Occupants. passing cars could catch a glimpse of my head bobbing up and down on his cock. Stu certainly had no complaints as his hips undulated to give me as much access to his cock and balls as possible. I don't think they're going to make it to LA. It became obvious we weren't going to make it to LA.
Uh.
So we decided to spend the night at a hotel. Stu shoved his hard-on back into his pants and checked in while I checked out the hotel's nightclub. Ooh. On the dance floor were two women gyrating provocatively to hot music. They had absolutely no shyness about their dancing, and often their partners would let their hands roam to the girls' tight buttocks. Buttocks.
Mm.
Buttocks.
I see.
Who's saying buttocks?
Nobody.
No one uses the word buttocks.
This chick and Robert.
Robert says buttocks?
Well,
does he?
Yeah. He's talking about how his.
Okay, the partners would let their hands roam to the girls' tight buttocks to squeeze and fondle them. Stu came to join me as I watched, fascinated. We had a drink or two, and what with our earliest escapades and the eroticism of the girls suggest dancing, we shed all inhibitions and had our own little arousing mating dance.
Ooh.
Topping it off with the setting, me on the bar while I wrapped my stockinged legs around his waist to rub myself. Ooh. Rub myself. What are we rubbing? Against him during a long tongue-searching kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, were we hot. Okay. Stockings, too.
Mm.
He's wearing stockings.
Yeah.
But it's the 90s. People were stockings back then. At the height of our sexual frenzy, we decided to continue our fun in the pool. Not having bathing suits with us, we...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're prepared for that. We were going on a vacation to Los Angeles.
They were They were just driving.
From Northern California.
To LA. They were just taking a drive.
They were driving 7 hours to LA.
Yeah.
And then they were just going to turn right back.
Yeah, because they just like to drive and suck dicks in the car.
Yeah. Driving dick sucking.
Okay, not having bathing suits with us, we draped our naked bodies in towels as we proceeded down to the elevator and out to the pool. Alas. It was after hours and the gate was locked. So aww. Back upstairs to our room, we went. As we strolled down the hall back to our room, Stu grabbed my arm.
What?
And pulled me into the ice station. Stu... I forgot where I was as he heatedly tongued and kissed my ears, mouth, eyes, and neck.
Eyes?
I don't want any of that to happen to me, Stu. He proceeded. Licked
somebody's eye.
I don't like my ears touched.
What they, Axel, is she? Is he Axel Rose?
Yeah, licking eyeballs. Like
Axel Rose would do.
Neck. Stay off my neck. He proceeded.
Like current Axel Rose, not Axel Rose from back in the day.
Oh, no. Oh, honey, no. Why'd he do that to himself?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He proceeded to suckle and stroke my breast as my towel dropped to the floor. With his fingers, he found his way to my pussy and inside of it. He wow. got there and then he went inside of it.
Wow. He found yeah. it, huh?
He found it.
Oh. Was there a search party or... Like, was she sounds like she's surprised.
I know. I rode his fingers until I was wet and moaning. And he lost no time replacing his fingers with his hot, thick cock.
Thick.
A thick one.
Two C's.
Come on, Stu. All right. Rattling against the vending machines, knocking over the trash can.
It'll wake somebody up.
Moaning and writhing. How am I going to wake somebody up?
They're going to wake somebody up.
Oh, yeah.
Not you.
He plunged his cock deep inside me.
Thought it was already in there.
He's just still doing it. He's still going at it.
Oh, okay.
He's plunging it.
Plunging, got it.
He's plunging and plunging and plunging. He's trying to get connected.
Mm-hmm.
He plunged his cock deep inside me, only to pull it out again partially and then push back inside me.
Weird. Is that how
over
it works?
Over.
Is that how the sex works?
That's how this. Now we're learning. We're learning how sex works. Okay. I didn't know before.
Plunge.
Now, yes, you must plunge
first
it and then take it.
A search party to find it.
Find the. And inside then, of it.
Yeah, got it.
And then when you put your member inside, you got to plunge member. It in and out.
Member.
Now you know.
Got it.
Okay, you made me lose my place.
Two C's. Take with two C's.
The possibility of someone walking by served to heighten our naughtiness.
At that time of night.
And we loved it. We sucked and fucked in utter ecstasy until we thought we'd faint with pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Faint with pleasure. And then wanting more. More?
Mm-hmm.
We pranced back to our room for more of the same, with the porno station on the TV accompanying us in the background. But wait.
No. I'm still on the prancing.
This was written by Annie D in Nevada.
Uh-oh.
I think this may be my story. Surprise.
Surprise. Annie D. Annie, are you okay?
Maybe after that, stew.
Stew.
It was supposed to be a secret. No one was ever supposed to know.
That was the end?
That's the end. You want more? Oh, frick,
no,
more.
No, I mean, it sounds like it wasn't no, like...
They pranced back to the room and they fucked some more. It's more of the same.
And then we went to sleep.
Yeah.
We pranced, boned, and went to sleep. You know what's
like, you guys are not
hilarious to me, though?
What's that?
Four, five. There's a 6-page article about Christian Slater in here.
Yeah, it's about his movies. And they have a picture of him looking like he's getting fucked by somebody at the front. If you look at the table of contents, I'm like, Christian Slater's in porn back then? What is this? But it's not. It's just
him
his,
laying in bed. Yeah.
Yeah, well, because he looks like, you know, oh, he's laying in bed and like something's going on. But no, it's just about his
so,
movies
I mean,
at the time.
Yeah, this is definitely marketed towards women.
And then they have a whole thing about music. They have a whole music section, like music to fuck to or something like that.
Somebody was like, okay, after you jack it, you can read about... Christian Slater.
That makes
movies.
It makes it if you have a whole music section and they have a porn movie review too, but if you it's like it's a real magazine.